She helped me, and I eat alone. And then we wrap in fur and lie beside the fire. And I tell her to sleep while I watch. But presently, I forget all of watching. And when I sudden remember that I watch, I find her lying quiet but awake and looking at me with so bright eyes. Once, twice, more the same occur, and I get much sleep till before morning. When I wake, I try to hypnotize her, but alas, though she shut her eyes obedient, she may not sleep. The sun rise up and up and up, and then sleep come to her too late, but so heavy that she will not wake. I have to lift her up and place her sleeping in the carriage when I've harnessed the horses and made all ready. Madam still asleep, and she look in her sleep more healthy and more redder than before. And I like it not. And I am afraid, afraid, afraid. I am afraid of all things, even to think, but I must go on my way. The stake we play for is life and death, or more than these. And we must not flinch. 5th of November, morning. Let me be accurate in everything, for though you and I have seen some strange things together, you may at the first think that I, Van Helsing, am mad, that the many horrors and the so long strain on nerves has at the last turned my brain. All yesterday we travel, ever getting closer to the mountains and moving into a more and more wild and desert land. There are great frowning precipices and much falling water, and nature seemed to have held sometime her carnival. Madamina still sleep and sleep, and though I did have hunger and appeased it, I could not waken her even for food. I began to fear that the fatal spell of the place was upon her, tainted as she is with that vampire baptism. Well, said I to myself, if it be that she sleep all the day, it shall also be that I do not sleep at night. As we travel on the rough road, for a road of an ancient and imperfect kind there was, I held on my head and slept. Again I waked with a sense of guilt and of time past, and found Madam Mina still sleeping and the sun low down. But all was indeed changed. The frowning mountain seemed further away, and we were near the top of a steep rising hill, on summit of which was such a castle as Jonathan tell of in his diary. I had once exulted and feared. For now, for good or ill, the end was near.